The Hit List. KMFM.
Hello.
We're so close now to the kind of the album release date, one day at a time. How are you feeling about it?
Slightly nervous, I think. Obviously, we are praying that obviously it does well. I think a lot of people are getting excited about it. Obviously, the tracks we've been releasing, like Weird People, Hair, Grown, like all these tracks people are hearing. And yeah, I think it's hopefully looking to be one of our biggest. So yeah, it's exciting.
Yeah, because you're getting a really good reaction, because every time like a new song comes out on Twitter straight away, everyone's always asking instantly. You're the most like requested band Twitter for us, like all the time. So like with the album coming out on the 6th of November, do you have any celebrations planned?
Yeah, we're probably going to have a big launch party, which we're still busy organising, but that'll be fun. And we'll get all the family there and some fans and stuff, but we haven't actually organised it yet. But it would be really nice to like share the album with fans first. So we'll probably be doing some sort of listening party.
Yeah, you know how everyone always has in terms of like house parties when you were younger, there's always people who fill like certain roles. Like there's always like the really quiet one who sits in the corner. There's always kind of like the really loud, outspoken one. And then there's always like somebody who's just in the back. If there was a Little Mix party and you had to fit like these typical sort of teenage roles, which roles do you think each of you would fill?
Ooh, I think I would definitely be the SWAT. Lee would be the like popular party-ish girl.
Well, I definitely kind of wasn't, but maybe now.
Pez would be like the cute Britney Spears-y girl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what would Jessie
would be the dancer.
Oh yeah.
That like does all the routines.
The first one to get up.
Yes.
Yeah. So you've been doing a radio tour, you've been travelling, you said you're jet lagged as well at the moment. So lots of travelling. What do you do apart from when you're sleeping to pass time?
Oh, that's a good question.
We don't have any time to pass. We're so busy. We haven't got time to do anything.
I play The Sims.
Lee's got an addiction to Sims.
Can I just say, right? We were sat in the airport and we were flying to Australia and we had 3 different flights. So we had to get off and stop for like 5 hours in between every flight, right? It was absolute torture. Leanne sat there on Sims. She's loving life. And then Jessie's like, can I play? And she was like, oh, fine. And literally it was like watching 2 little girls in the playground. And she's going, well, I want to make a person. Yeah, but I want my lady to be really mean. Yeah, but you have to make a nice because then people won't date her. Next thing you know, Jessie sat there and she's like, Leanne, I can't find my girl. And she was like, what do you mean? She was like, well, she's not there. And she went, oh no. And we were like, what? And she went, she's in the pool and she's drowning. I've killed her. And we were like,
Only Jess
could kill a Sim.
Because that's what like a lot of people used to say, because there was something going around on BuzzFeed, Sims admissions, where people used to take out the ladder to go into the pool.
Yes.
Oh my gosh,
because
there
wasn't a ladder on there.
There wasn't a ladder.
But she wasn't dying though, she was fine.
She was drowning, she was lying face first in water.
I
just thought only Jess would do that. Like,
really? So funny.
So you've just announced that Nathan Sykes is your support on tour. I feel like you're the kind of like girl band who would play pranks on your support. Is that right?
Yeah. So Harvey, who supported her on tour, he does Friday Download, and we thought it would be a good idea to prank him on the show. And basically, well, I think this is becoming a habit now, where we convince people that we're really annoyed at a question they've asked and storm out. But once again, it backfired. We stormed out and he looked like he was going to cry, and it got really awkward.
Yeah, because I did see that video that I think is the one you're mentioning, the one down in Australia.
Oh, yes. Goodness me.
It's fine, we can talk about it because it's a different country.
The radio taught us to do it. And because basically, she pranks the guy all the time.
Yeah.
So he was like, oh, I need to get my own back. So would you use mine, like pretending to get really annoyed at a question, storming out? So did it, and then she started crying.
So what was going on through your head, like, when that happened?
I felt so bad.
We didn't think it was going to be like that. We didn't think she would cry.
We thought she would just get annoyed at us for being divas.
Yeah, but she got really upset that she'd, like, upset us, you know? And she was like, oh, I'm so sorry, I didn't get told.
It was so bad, bless her.
So I mentioned earlier that you are, like, the most requested sort of song or most requested band in general on our Twitter. So I thought that it's only fair to kind of give back to the fans. So I asked out and I reached out to all of these Little Mix like update Twitter pages and asked for some fan questions. So is it all right if you answer some fan questions?
Of course.
Okay, so Mariana and Lightning said, are there any hints on the next single?
Ooh, on the next single? Well, we think Is probably going to be an upbeat one.
Joelle says, if you could live anywhere in the world, where would it be?
Ooh, I would live in... Well, we love Australia. If it wasn't so far away, wouldn't that just be the perfect place to live?
Yeah, it's beautiful. Right?
If you could just get like an hour's flight over to it.
Oh, yeah.
Just perfect. For the weekend.
Such a shame.
Yeah.
One day, though, maybe give it like 10 years. Might be all right. Betsy Loves Wilma was her Twitter name. She said, if you could grant anyone 3 wishes right now, what would they be?
We could grant 3 wishes.
Yeah, it says grant anyone 3 wishes. So what about your fans? If you could grant all of your fans 3 wishes.
I would grant them a wish where they would always feel good about themselves.
That's nice.
Oh, that's really nice, Jade.
Thanks, Jess. Mm. We need 2 more. Make everyone want to dance to Little Mix songs.
Every time it comes on?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, and your final one.
Just basically make everybody obsessed with Little Mix. Everyone was just obsessed, you know?
Good, I like those answers. So Nina asks, what question do you always hate to answer?
Do you girls ever argue? You must argue.
Is that the one that you always kind of hate to answer?
Or there's the one where it's, if you could have any magical power, what would it be? Because obviously black magic.
I'll cross that out of the...
Yeah, when we brought out wings, every question was, if you had wings, where would you fly?
What about, is there a question then that you wish that you were always asked? Like a question that you've always prepared for, but no one ever asks you?
Well, I quite like when they ask us questions like, who in the group? Because like, they can get to know us more and stuff.
Is that because I just said the party thing?
I'll compliment you.
Thank you.
We like complimentary ones when people are like, what do you think? Say something really nice about the other girls and it makes you feel really good about
yourself. That's nice.
Twitter name Little Me asks, if you could pick another celebrity to be the 5th member of Little Mix, who would you choose and why?
Nicki Minaj.
For sure.
Yeah.
Is that a global consensus?
Yeah. Okay. What a legend.
Okay, so Larry Bonbon asks, this might lead on, it might be the same thing. Which one celebrity would you want to be stranded on a desert island with?
I reckon somebody fit.
Someone fit, yeah. Oh, who can we have then? Will Smith would be good. He's been in a lot of films where he's had to learn how, like I Am Legend and stuff, he has to learn how to fend for himself.
Yeah.
So not only is he fit, but he'd probably get us off the island.
So you'd bring Will Smith in for your desert island?
Yeah.
That's a good choice, to be fair. Cheers, girls, for speaking to me today.
Thank you. We're a bit delayed. We're a bit jet lagged.
Oh no, it's alright, it's fine. And is there any chance finally you can introduce your new single Love Me Like You here on KMFM, please?
Of course.
Of course.
Hi, we're Little Mix and this is our brand new single, Love Me Like You.
Come on. The Hit List. KMFM.